Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Janelle Hamlin, the manager of swine health programs with Manitoba Pork. Thanks for joining us, Janelle.
Thanks so much for having me, Bruce.
African swine fever has made its way into China. What is African swine fever? What are the symptoms? And what are the animal health and food safety implications?
Well, African swine fever is a virus that affects pigs. It does not affect humans. It causes in pigs high fever, internal bleeding, bloody diarrhea, vomiting, and very high mortality in pigs of all ages. As I mentioned, humans are not susceptible to this disease. And there is also no treatment and no vaccine for the virus, unfortunately.
How transmissible is the virus and through what vectors?
The virus is highly contagious, and it can be spread to pigs both directly and indirectly. African swine fever can be spread directly between animals through contact with blood, saliva, urine, feces, and the virus can be spread indirectly, being that it's extremely hardy and can live for long periods of time in a variety of places, in swine products, in the environment, on items such as farm equipment, clothing, shoes, or in livestock feed that has been in contact with any infected pig or African swine fever virus. It has also been found to spread through tick bites in the wild boar populations to domesticated animals. In fact, this is thought to be the primary mode of infection within Africa.
What are the trade and market access implications of this particular virus?
That's difficult to say, Bruce. China is a very large global producer of pork, but Manitoba Pork's main concern is keeping our swine herd healthy, our Manitoba swine herd healthy, and keeping our producers and sector stakeholders aware of what's happening in China, and from there figuring out how to best protect ourselves against African swine fever. And ultimately, any of those market access decisions will be at the discretion of the Canadian Food Inspection Agency, being that this is a federally reportable disease.
What are the risks of transmission of this virus to North America at this point, and what are the factors?
Well, as we all know, the world is a much smaller place than it once was. People and products are moving constantly in short amount of time for many reasons, whether it be business, tourism, trade. As a sector, we need to be normally aware of the people that are coming onto our premises and where they've been prior to coming and what they're also bringing along. But in a case such as this, it's important to consider any overseas travel that may have occurred. African swine fever has been found, as I mentioned, to live in pork products for many months. Therefore, we also have to keep in mind any pork products from food or food scraps that could potentially be coming into North America.
What precautions are advised at this point for Canadian producers and why?
Well, at this time, it would be a really good idea to review your biosecurity protocols with your veterinarian and your staff. Looking at them from the lens of those risk factors that I just mentioned, talking about overseas travel of anyone coming onto your farm, including staff, family members, any contracted workers, or even going as far as considering exchange students, if that's something your family participates in. As well, the food from other parts of the world, things that we could do to prevent bringing anything onto our premises is not bringing back food from overseas or not accepting gifts of food from overseas or potentially from people coming from overseas, and also never bringing any types of food scraps into your barn. Also, you could take a look at your feed ingredients and where they are originally being sourced from. And lastly, just keeping on top of the developments that are happening in China in regards to African swine fever and being aware of what's happening in the sector.
What do we know about the spread of the virus at this point, especially its spread into and through China?
Well, there have been cases of African swine fever reported in China over a vast area of the country. Containing the virus will be a challenge just based on the many varying production models that are used in China. Those range from modern large-scale units to backyard farms. So the level of biosecurity that is being practiced at these types of operations will also range. And this biosecurity, being that it plays such a strong role in disease prevention, and that it ranges, it will range greatly across the country by operation type, a lower level of biosecurity will allow the virus to spread more freely.
And is there anything you would like to add?
You know, I'd just like to add, Bruce, that our Manitoba pig farmers have really stepped up their biosecurity practices over the past few years in order to successfully biocontain and work towards eliminating PEDV. The biosecurity protocols that we are now in place here in response to PED will also help protect us against many other potential pathogens. So, of course, you know, we're always looking for additional measures that we can take to prevent diseases from affecting our production, but also our ability to provide safe and sustainable food for consumers here in Manitoba and around the world.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Bruce.
Our guest has been Janelle Hamlin, the manager of swine health programs with Manitoba Pork. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.